I. Some might be surprised when they consider the frequency of Paul's usage of the personal pronoun I. Depending on the English version consulted, Paul uses the word I nearly 700 or upwards to 1,200 times, and he uses the personal pronoun me nearly 200 or upwards of 300 occasions. Christianity sometimes can convey the idea that we've given up who we are, that we lose our I, but the fact is that I am what I am. God has made me a person. I am a personality. God has made me so. I do not lose my personality in Christ. I am very much present in my life. I am not missing. I have not somehow been replaced by Jesus Christ, my supposed substitute. In Christ, I have not vanished. I have not gone out of existence. I am still very much alive. Christ Jesus is not my replacement. He has identified himself with me in living union. In Christ, I am free from seemingly independent I of Adam to be united with the I of Christ. Let's read Galatians 2:20 in an expanded way. I, a son of Adam, am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I, a son of God, live. Yet not I, the I of the old creation, but Christ lives in me, the me of the new creation. And the life of God, which I, the unique person that God's made me to be, now live in the flesh, right now, this very day, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. In Christ, I am actually free to be myself, the real me that he alone has made me to be. Thus, Paul could actually freely use the personal pronouns I and me. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. To me to live is Christ. Philippians 1:21.